Track 6, more news stories. Young and old are bridging the age gap. A heartwarming partnership has been blossoming between generations as students from a Newton Abbott school have been making regular visits to a care home in the town. Newton Abbott College have been visiting Southlands Care Home in an effort to build community links and bridge the gap between young and old. Over recent months, a group of enthusiastic students have been working closely with Southlands staff to organise a wide range of engaging activities for the residents, from crafting sessions and quizzes to musical performances and our own mini Olympics. Each event has brought joy, laughter and connection to all involved, said care home manager Carol. This initiative has been such a positive experience for both the students and the residents at Southlands. It has been wonderful to see friendships form, confidence grow, and both generations learn from each other. Residents at Southlands expressed how much they enjoy the visits, providing meaningful interaction and a break from routine. "It's just lovely to have the young people here," said one resident. "They bring such energy and kindness with them. We really look forward to every visit." The partnership is part of the college's ongoing commitment to community engagement and social responsibility, encouraging students to step beyond the classroom and make a tangible difference in their local area. Plans for more collaborative projects are already underway and have recently included a summer garden party that saw residents enjoy a barbecue lunch, musical entertainment from some of the college's talented musicians. With smiles all around and a growing sense of unity, the connection between Newton Abbott College and Southlands Care Home is proving that when generations come together, everyone benefits.
A fund to aid poorest amid budget cuts. A contingency fund to support some of Devon's most hard-pressed families is to be launched after the county suffered a drop from a dedicated government pot. The Household Support Fund, HSF, has provided councils with cash to be spent within a 12-month period to support some of the poorest residents. But after Devon saw its share of the pot drop for the first time since it was launched in October 2021, to help people struggling financially in the wake of the pandemic, councillors have agreed to create a rainy day fund to help. The amount hasn't been decided, but it will sit alongside Westminster's replacement to the HSF that Devon is concerned it might not get as much from. Funding from the last HSF round supported 60,000 households in Devon, something that is becoming increasingly important given citizens' advice data showing roughly 80,000 earn less than their outgoings.
Uni probes school to prison pipeline. Children with special educational needs, also known as SEN, are more likely to be excluded from school, which new studies have found to have a direct link to early criminal convictions. A research team from the University of Exeter has investigated the school-to-prison pipeline, finding that SEN may be a pathway to over-representation in youth justice systems. SEN includes neurodisability, which is an umbrella term for conditions affecting the brain and nervous system, including autism, acquired brain injury, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, dyslexia and dyspraxia. Researchers examined data from 3,000 adults in prison and found prisoners with poorer scores on the neurodiversity screener were more likely to have been excluded from school. The more times an individual had been excluded from school, the younger they were when first convicted of an offence. When children are permanently excluded from school, they are often educated in a pupil referral unit, an alternative education provision for children who can't attend mainstream school. The research also found that any prisoners sent to a pupil referral unit were first convicted 6 years younger than those who were never excluded from school. Lead researcher Dr. Hope Kent from the University of Exeter said, "This finding is significant because 6 years is the difference between criminal justice contact at age 12 versus 18, which greatly impacts life chances after that conviction, and not getting stuck in the revolving door of crime. SEN is also likely underdiagnosed in this group, who may have just seen as naughty from a young age. The rate of fixed-term and permanent school exclusions in the UK has been rising since 2012-2013. Dr. Kent continued, "To tackle youth crime, we need more SEN support for children to help them succeed in mainstream schooling, including improved resource to support teachers. We need to think of more ways to keep children engaged and included in education, rather than punishing and excluding them for not fitting into a system we have designed and labelling them as badly behaved from a young age. Our findings underscore the need for a dual approach of targeted educational support for children with neurodevelopmental delays and policy changes to reduce child poverty. Investing in public health and changing welfare policies should go hand in hand with providing individual support for children."
Beltane darkens sunny pub. The dark face of folk dancing was revealed at a riverside pub last week to charm locals and visitors alike. A wild troop of tattered coats, top-hatted and face-painted dancers descended on the Anchor Inn at Cockwood on Thursday, June the 26th. Traffic around the harbour side was halted for each of the Beltane Maud and Morris's frenetic routines. "It was like watching a flock of ragged crows on speed," said one drinker. "None of the tinkly bells or hankies like traditional Morris dancers, but this was full-on brilliant." Hannah Burston, the Bag, who organises the troupe's pub venue, said, "The Beltanes have been around for hundreds of years, but are not as well known as traditional Morris dancers. Its origins are in the Welsh border country, but it also incorporates a lot of the myths and legends of Dartmoor."
Speedy work to find Dartmoor investments. Dartmoor National Park Authority will be working at speed to come up with investment projects over the next couple of months to generate much-needed income. The authority has seen a 13% reduction in government funding, the largest in 17 years, which pays for day-to-day operations, including staff costs. But it has received £1.4 million in capital funding for projects and investments, which DNPA's chief executive, Dr. Kevin Bishop, said is very welcome. A small group of members of the Park Authority will now consider how the money, which needs to be spent before April, can be best used. It will look at options including purchasing property inside or outside the national park, which it can let to tenants. Members suggested opening more car parks as they generate income, or even loaning money to local authorities to earn interest. Dr. Bishop didn't know if the grant is a one-off or would continue in years to come, so the authority needs to invest wisely.